Fall in love with the brand new iPhone 11 at Tesco Mobile. Only you. Take amazing photos with Apple's best ever ultra-wide lens camera. You can get the iPhone 11 for just $37.75 a month with no additional upfront costs. What's not to love? Search Tesco Mobile or visit us in store. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
36-month credit agreement, rolling monthly usage contract. Subject to status, fair use policy applies. See tescomobile.com/terms.
Balls and hoops, Lamar and swoops, back alley cats, the back door cuts with alley oops, posting up, you on block or Mike and Booth, and kick it out to one who likes to shoot. Oh yeah, said we merging them, got 50 with a surge, and then some throwbacks like Snoop Dogg with Magic Irvin, and some more in like Master P and Dr. Irvin Blender. How about maybe a little Wayne speaking on Bird back then? Balls and hoops, y'all, we hitting up all courts, but now with the sports talk, next we talk all sports, back to it. Got Jada and Jamal Croft, haters get crossed out, crossed up or crossed off. Actual facts, points of view that you never seen from your favorite artists, like talking about Jebel Green or Gerald Wallace, whoever's on your favorite team. El Amin on the verses, still be great on the name for B&H. Drake's opinion on Spates, one synopsis of Blake, tip on Horford's fate, the facts we giving them straight, the truth they shitting on tape, who sports makes for a take, so true or you can debate, on who you really done rate, come through it really be great, the truth of fact like a state, 8 a.m. or prime 8, please remember, bars and hoops, the center of the hood, make it part of your agenda.
What up, what up, what up, y'all? Bars and Hoops, Stills the Great, episode 43. You know, on my right hand, main man, co-host, Zy Flair.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
You know what I'm
you
saying?
Already know.
We going to get to it, man. You know, it's a lot of stuff going on in the world of hip-hop, you know, in the world of music in general, man, and we going to cover it from the Grammys on down to all the, you know, allegations and things going on in the world of hip-hop and in Hollywood, you know. But setting it off, Zy, man, starting off, man. What do you think about the whole Russell Simmons situation, man? No.
I got a few things going on with it, but I know what it'll take place in what, the 90s?
Yeah, it took place in the 90s. Yeah, early 90s.
As far as I know, you know, I've been reading the comments online, a few people were saying the girl was like, she got in the car with him.
Yeah.
Then she came up to the crib or whatever, so forth. And then, you know, there's a lot of bickering. I personally don't know what's what. I didn't hear, but you know, a lot of people saying she shouldn't have went up to the crib if she didn't know what was going on, and so forth. And, you know, I can say is, if you are a person of that celebrity status, do not put yourself in that category, in that situation, to where that thing can happen to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you're not an average dude.
That's a fact. That's what I don't understand.
You're not an average dude. And 9 times out of 10, it's going to affect you way worse than it will her.
Yeah.
Not to sound insensitive towards the woman.
Yeah.
But you're a celebrity.
That's a fact. Yeah. And I don't understand it, man. Like, these dudes can have any woman in the world without even going that hard to do all of that. And they choose to, you know, take ass and, you know, do dumb stuff like that when you're in a position that people are dying to get in your position. You know
Super
what I'm saying?
Fat.
But, you know, it's all, well, apparently, whatever she came out and said must be true, because what you said was true. She did get in the car with him. She met him through Rick Rubin, apparently. They ended up going to Russell's house. You know what I mean? She ended up coming up to his apartment, and he ended up forcing himself on her. You know what I mean? The rest, you can look at everything else in detail online. But it's crazy because, you know, at first he came out, you know, he came out and manned up. Like, you know, first it was consensual.
Yeah, I did see.
Yeah, he came out and said it was consensual. You know what I'm saying? But the problem is, she was 17 at the time. You know what I'm saying? Consensual or not, like, you know.
Listen, Kamara was 16 when he got
with her. Yeah, word. He's like, I'm young, apparently. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so,
you know, and, you know, then he came out the next day, apologized, and then after that, he ended up stepping down from all of his businesses.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You know what it was.
Yeah, facts. HBO removed him from, they removed his name from Def Comedy Jam, which is crazy to me because He's the creator of that. How do you go about just doing that and, you know, moving on with the show? Like, how are they going to remove him from the outro? Because at the end of every show, he came out.
Yeah,
thank you for coming out. God bless. Good night. You know what I'm saying? So how are y'all going to deal with that moving forward? But, you know, it's crazy because I listen to the morning show, Breakfast Club, and all of that, man. And Charlamagne, to his credit, had brought up the fact that, you know, most of us men, we grew up in a rape culture. You know what I mean? Where it was cool.
Yeah, I watched that. I watched when he said that.
You know what I mean?
I watched when he said that. And I never thought of nothing like that till he said it. The way he smacked it, I was like, you know what? It's crazy.
Crazy because from the videos, he was like, yo, one of the main videos that he brought up was nothing but a G thing. They was wilding on the women.
With the girl. Snatched her top off. When he pulled the top out.
Pouring beer on chicks.
And exposed her breasts and the other chick throwing the beer.
Yeah.
You know, women go through a lot more than what we know.
Yeah,
you know what
man.
I'm saying? So shout out to
Charlamagne
and all the women that's, you know, God bless y'all. Keep your head up and strong.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things going on now. You know, you got insensitive people talking about, well, they should come out now and say it, but everybody handles that stuff differently.
Yeah, man. You know? Yeah, a lot of people are scared to come out because they don't want to, you know, ruin their reputation or feel like they'll get blackballed or in whatever industry, you know, they work in. They feel like, yo, maybe that's a career-ending move by coming out and accusing somebody. So
And then very good point. And then you got the ones that are regular women, as in Russell's situation, that they're going to believe the celebrity over her because they're like, well, you know, you should have known better. Da, da, da. No, in actuality, he should have.
That's a fact. Yeah, I never understood that, man. But, you know, as you look back at it, man, Charlie Sheen was one of the first people that was accused of it, and he even came out and said that, you know, allegedly he had the germ. I don't know how true it is. AIDS.
Oh, no,
he got AIDS.
He got HIV.
Yeah, HIV positive, man. That's crazy. And he had sex with Adeem women. You know what I mean?
And it was paying for them to go to the doctor. On top of that, so he came out and was on TMZ. He was like, yeah, I paid their medical expenses, but normally he had it for 4 years before the public knew.
Wow. So he knowingly had this shit and was dealing with these women.
Yeah.
Smashing them raw, apparently, because if you send them to the doctor, that means that you ain't using protection.
Of course.
You know what I mean? It got faced with people like him, and it's called jail. You know what I'm saying? I remember, kid, knew Sean Williams. I'll never forget his name because at one point in time, I always said to myself, I would never deal with a girl from Brooklyn, man, because he was out there in Crown Heights giving a lot of girls the germ, yo. He was giving them AIDS, and he knew.
But you know, that could be anywhere now.
Yeah.
That was just the only story that was publicized.
That was publicized.
It could be going on in Queens. It could be, there's women out there I know, in a few cases that was doing it.
Wow.
You know, sleeping with different men just cause and exposing them to that.
Wow.
So it's a crazy plant. It's a crazy place, man. You don't know. All this is floating around. It's scary, man. So, you know. You got that special one.
Hold on to it.
Yeah. It's better to be safe than sorry, man.
That's a fact. That's a fact, man. Because it's a crazy world we live in, man. Apparently, looking at everything now today, man. You know, it's crazy. And I think that more cases are going to start coming out because you got to be crazy to just think that it was just Russ
that was doing it.
Come on, the whole industry probably. You know what I'm saying?
Anything big as far as you got the entertainment, the music, I think it's a lot more that's going to come out.
For sure.
Only take one.
For sure.
And then you're going to have another one to come out and say this, and another one will come out and say that. So, you know, a lot of people are starting to get exposed now.
Yeah, man, a lot more people I expect to be exposed. What I'm waiting for is the boys to start coming out. Yeah.
Wendy started that.
Word.
And you know, she said a couple of big time names.
Word.
Years ago, but it got sent to Philly.
Oh boy.
You know, a couple of big time names. It was said. You know, one head honcho of a record label wasn't having that. And,
wow.
She got put to Philly.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
No,
yeah, nah. They, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Me.
Yeah, you know, nah. It's crazy, though, but it does exist, man. It does exist. And you know, this is just a can of worms that's opening up now. Mm-hmm. In fact, Russ stepped down. I'm pretty sure now a lot more people are going, you know, most people are going to do it for different motives. You know what I'm saying? Some people are just going to be like, well, I'm happy somebody finally stepped up and said something.
Well, let me ask you this.
Other people
want
to do it for money.
What position he stepped down from? Because didn't he sell
all of his business
now, in Def Jam?
I think he had the, that credit card.
The Rush card.
He still, even though he sold Fat Farm and all that, he still was part of the board and everything.
Yeah,
like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because so I know still, with Def Jam, he still was getting paid for the name. Or
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, hell yeah. So he still had his hand in shit, you know what I'm saying? Even though he took himself away from the day to day, but he still had his hands and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So.
I wonder what Run got to say about that.
Yeah, Rev Run gonna say a prayer for him. You know what I mean? Shout out to Run.
No doubt.
Out to Rev Run. Shout out to Russell Simmons, man.
God
hold your hand.
God forgives all.
Yeah, yes, God does forgive all, man. And I know that you done changed your life, man. You know, you'll get past this one too. You know what I'm saying? But if you look at it again, man, you know, it started with people like Charlie Sheen, Bill O'Reilly. Everybody was killing my man Bill Cosby.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
That he was the most publicized
hell
one.
Hell yeah.
But you don't see nobody really talking about all these, you know what I mean, other people like the Harvey Weinstein, Ben Affleck, Kevin Spacey.
Bill Cosby was guilty until proven innocent, and everybody else was the opposite.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bill Cosby, man. You know, saying a prayer to you, man. I heard that you legally blind now, officially blind. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's officially blind now.
Definitely
so.
A pioneer in the black community.
Definitely
they
a pioneer.
They want to revoke his scholarships, his awards and everything. And over this. And I'm like, wow.
Man. They just wanted to kill his whole image and his whole reputation. You know what I'm saying? He helped a lot of kids out back in the days, man, with his shows.
Putting kids through college?
Yeah,
come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, man, it's just sad, man, that you know, it's like that. The most recent one is with Matt Lauer. From was that Good Morning America?
Yeah. No, the Today Show.
Today Show, pardon me.
I mean NBC.
Yeah, so it happens, man. It's happened. It's been happening in Hollywood. It's been happening in the music game. You know what I mean? They just catching on to it now. But hopefully it comes to an end. You know what I mean? Respect women. Respect women's rights, you know, because, you know, at the end of the day, all of us came from a woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were all born from women. I don't know nobody that came out of their pops.
The natural nurturers.
That's a fact. That's a fact, man. You know. So, you know, my prayers go to everybody that's been affected, you know, by, you know, sexual assaults and things of that nature. You know what I mean? Hopefully you find the strength to go and seek help if you need it. You know, if you've gotten past it, you know, help others get past theirs, too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, moving on from that touchy subject, man. The 2018 Grammy nominations, man.
Wow.
What you think about that, man? Like, I never used to pay attention to Grammys because my favorite artist never got it. I don't think that he ever got a Grammy.
Every few years, they throw one at us.
Yeah.
You know, nominated is one thing, but
every
2 years, a person might win.
Yeah.
I want to say, I don't know about too much about who was nominated as far as... I know the majors, they said Cardi B. Cardi B was nominated for her Bodak Yellow.
Yeah, we gonna run through that whole list.
Yeah,
we gonna run through the whole list.
The big thing was no white male was nominated for an award this year.
Yeah, it's all like African-American,
that.
Right?
Yeah,
that's crazy. But just to refresh everybody's memory, you know, I'm gonna just run down like all of the urban nominations that was given. For Record of the Year, Redbone by Childish Gambino, Despacito, Daddy Yankee, you know what I mean? Jay-Z was nominated for Record of the Year, the Story of OJ.
Not surprised.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Jay, I'm pretty sure Jay's gonna win that one. They gonna rub it in OJ face. Like, you're home, but remember, I'm not black, I'm OJ.
Exactly.
Okay. Kendrick Lamar for Humble, that album. Yeah. Bruno Mars, 24 Karat Magic. That's a tough category. Like, that's a tough one. Like, Record of the Year, it can go either way, but.
Little Uzi Vert?
Nah, but Bruno Mars, nah. That's for the Record of the Year, it's just the ones that I highlighted was just the urban,
okay,
the big names on the urban side of things. And Bruno Mars is like the biggest name on that list outside of Jay-Z, and I think that it's probably gonna go to him. But then you go down the song of the year, you know, 444, which is Jay-Z. Then this new guy, Khaled, I never really paid attention to him.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, but he was also nominated for Song of the Year. Best New Artist, Khaled again, Lil Uzi Vert, SZA. You know, SZA, she killing everybody with that Weekend song. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Be my girl on the weekend,
nice
huh?
Nice song.
Word. Yeah, I need one of those, smooth. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Yes.
Word. You know? But Best R&B Performance, of course, Bruno Mars again, SZA again. SZA racked up. You know what I mean? Best Traditional R&B Performance, Redbone, Childish Gambino, What I'm Feeling, Anthony Hamilton. Best R&B Song was Location by Khaled again. Redbone again by Donald Glover, Childish Gambino.
Wow.
Yeah, he's racking up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Supermodel again by SZA. So SZA's doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? Then there was a category for Best Urban Contemporary Album. Free Slack by Slack. I guess that's supposed to be black, but spells black with a six. Auckland, My Love, Childish Gambino. Again, American Teen, Khaled. Central, SZA. And Starboy by The Weeknd. You know, that's a tough category, too.
Okay.
Then we got Best R&B Album. Daniel Caesar. Bruno Mars. Music Soul Child. Like... We ain't heard about music in a while, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, in a few years.
You know what I mean? Now to the rap is where it gets interesting. Best Rap Performance. Bounce Back by Big Sean. Bodak Yellow, Cardi B, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cardi B. She done got a Grammy off of one song.
God.
Cardi B, man, Best Rap Performance.
Help us.
And
I ain't a hater. Help us.
Word. Jay-Z 444, Best Rap Performance. Kendrick Lamar, Humble. And then the last one was Bad and Bougie by the Migos, featuring Lil Uzi Vert. You know what, man? I ain't gonna lie. I gotta admit it.
Don't do it.
The Migos kinda grew on me. Yeah, they grew on me, man. I ain't gonna lie. I can't hate on it. They grew on me.
You know,
Offset.
I'm a 90s grouch.
Yeah.
Man, so, you know,
yeah.
I'm not giving them a fair chance. Maybe I need to just sit down and actually see. But
I take your bitch from you. Call me a dog. Roof.
Oh, but now you said that, you easily made my case. Hell no. But, you know. I mean, you know, a lot of this stuff I gotta listen to once or twice. Even the new stuff that came out, but you know, they definitely gonna have to grow on me.
Yeah.
And the whole fighting at the other show didn't help their decision.
Yeah, they was ready to get it in with Joe.
That Joe, Chris Brown, who else?
You know about Bad Bougie?
Yeah. Taking their little flower shirts off. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Well, go ahead. What else you got?
All right, for best rap song performance, Problems by That Kid Black again, Crew by Gold Link. You know, shout out to Gus Johnson. Gus Johnson was the first one to put me on the Gold Link.
That's
you. Shout out to Gus. Family Feud, Jay-Z featuring Beyonce. Loyalty, Kendrick Lamar featuring Rihanna. Mm. And Love Galore, SZA featuring Travis Scott.
I honestly think Jay-Z is going to clean up.
You think
because
so?
Because of the content
of his album, right? Yeah.
They all want to know what's going on or what happened.
Yeah.
So everybody went crazy to buy it. I think he's going to clean up simply because of that.
Yeah, I think so too, man. Jay got nominated
because
for a lot of stuff.
He got a story to tell. And it's gossip.
That's
so it's like, and it's personal. You don't get too much personal stuff without the traditional I Soul Crack in the early 80s
That's
I mean, late 80s, early 90s, but this is about his wife, and he's going to eat.
And that song is tough. I ain't going front.
Yeah, yeah, it's grown man. It's grown man music. So, I ain't going front. Definitely. What he talking tough. Can't be comprehended by everybody.
That's a fact.
So the youngins won't understand what he's saying.
That's a fact. That's a super fact. Merv. Then we get to the best rap song of the year.
Oh, okay.
Bodak Yellow. Oh, Cardi B. Another nomination. Chase Me. Run the Jewels and Big Boy. You know, Run the Jewels is Big Mike. I mean, Killer Mike and forgot the other dude's name, but they're a group. Humble. Kendrick Lamar.
Damn.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar, yeah, man. Hey. That boy. I'm going to get to all of the amount of nominations that everybody got after we done with this. Sassy. Rhapsody. Rhapsody, man. Shout out to Rhapsody, man. Shout out to NC. Shout out to the female artists, man, because she hit the industry with that album.
She's nice.
She's like, she gives me that feeling of like how Lauryn Hill's album hit the industry when that came out. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that was a classic.
Yeah, album. Facts. And Rhapsody's joined this classic too, man. You know what I'm saying?
She's nice. I like
her. Yeah, hell yeah. And of course, they nominated The Story of OJ as best rap song. Yo,
I'm telling you. He should shot OJ out.
Yeah, you already know.
And be like, OJ, shout out for you coming home. You know what I'm saying? Invite him to the awards, Jay.
Word up. Yeah, you already know. Yeah, I need to get that. OJ, if you listening, man, yo, man, holler at your boy, man. I'll let you tell your side of the story.
Definitely.
You already know.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? But yeah, that's like the nominees for the best rap song. Now, best rap album, of course, 444 again, Jay-Z.
Yeah, he's gonna eat.
Damn, Kendrick Lamar. Culture Migos. Of course, Rhapsody, Layla's Wisdom. You know what I mean? Shout out to Rhapsody again.
Then again. I have a strange feeling Migos might win that.
You know what I mean?
And I hope and I pray it don't happen, but you know.
Yeah, and one that surprised me, which is gonna make me listen to it now, is Tyler the Creator for Flower Boy.
Okay.
I didn't even know Tyler had an album out.
Me neither.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to Tyler the Creator, flying under the radar, still getting busy, you know what I mean? And for all my Yardies out there, best reggae album. The Yardies, them. You know what I mean? And you know, Q-Tip made a rant the other day. He said something about Bob Marley. They didn't never get nominated for a Grammy. But guess what? His son, Damian Jr. Gong Marley, did, man.
Yeah.
And yeah, he got nominated for an album called Stony Hill.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Junior Gong, Damian Marley. Shout out to him and Nas for making it work. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So he's there. It's a bunch of other people I don't know.
That's didn't nominated. Didn't he do that joint on Jay-Z's album?
Yeah.
On Jay-Z's album?
LA, man.
Yeah.
But shout out to Junior Gong, man. So he might get it because he's the most famous one that I know. You know what I mean? Then they got a category for best comedian album. Best comedy album.
Comedy album?
Yeah, comedy album, yep. Dave Chappelle, The Age of Spin, and Deep in the Heart of Texas. And then you got What Now by Kevin Hart.
Those are... Okay, I see.
Yeah. So, I didn't even know that
it's just existed. The audio of their show.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I'm gonna take a listen to Dave Chappelle. You know, Dave is my guy.
Yeah, I seen the Kevin Hart joint, but I didn't see the Dave Chappelle joint. I seen the Kevin Hart joint on Netflix.
Yeah, I gotta watch it, as a matter of fact. I definitely gotta watch it. I heard that Kevin Hart is gonna play in Coming to America. I heard they doing a remake of it.
Yeah, they making part two.
Yeah, part two.
Eddie what Murphy's capacity is he gonna play?
I don't know yet. I just heard to the grapevine that, you know, that's what they're gonna do.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Definitely crazy, man.
Joaquin.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
That should be funny.
Word. But more than likely, he's probably gonna be Eddie Murphy's son. I'm just guessing, because Eddie Murphy is older. Apparently, he's going to be like King Joffrey
Joe. It could be him grown, but, you know, he's... Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Yeah, we definitely we'll see. Word. So the next category, Producer of the Year, non-classical, No ID, you know what I mean? No ID put in a lot of work, man. Shout out to No ID.
Came a long way from when he first dropped with Common.
Yep.
See, most people didn't even know that was Common's. That was Common's DJ slash producer when they were Common Sense.
Yep.
Back in the early 90s.
Yep.
So he definitely came a long way.
Yeah, he's getting his just due. And the songs that they nominated him for under that was America, featuring Logic, Black Thought, and Chuck D. Mm. The autobiography, Vic Mensa. That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of these stuff, they be flying under the radar because they don't play it on the radio. You know what I mean? And then Jay-Z, 444 album. So he put a lot of work in, he did all the production on it. Yeah, exactly. So more than likely, he's going to win the Grammy for that category. But Jay, the other guy he's going against, he's not a slouch either, but yeah, more than likely, No ID's going to get it. The next category is Best Music Video. The Story of OJ. Jay-Z. Humble. Kendrick Lamar.
So how many nominations is that now he got?
I'm going to tell you right at the end. So based off of everybody that we just spoke about with all the nominations and the hip-hop, the R&B field, Jay-Z is leading all nominees with 8.
He's gonna win about six of them, all off of that one album. And he just did a show last night.
Word.
So all that is fresh, and it's already written.
Come on, man. Then we got Kendrick Lamar with 7.
He's gonna get about 4.
Word. Then you got Bruno Mars with 6.
I may be Kendrick's toughest critic. I like him. Uh-huh. But his style is, to me, sometimes a little unorthodox.
Yeah.
But he's not whack. Never thought he was whack.
Yeah, he's not whack.
I had to keep listening, and he's all right. He's just, when I envision him, I envision him from where he's coming from as a gangster rapper. He's not a gangster rapper.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the content that I'm used to is, we gonna bust a cap in your ass.
That's
and
a fact.
Fuck the police type of shit.
That's a fact.
Not even just N.W.A., but for all L.A. rappers and his gangbang.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he's definitely a different breed.
Yeah, he's more, he gives you more of a New York type of feel.
Yeah.
Him and damn, I'm a guy, man. Not YG.
He's all right, too.
Yeah, YG is nice.
He's all right, too.
YG is nice. But it's another one, man. I forgot his name.
Schoolboy Q?
Yeah, Schoolboy Q. They got that whole East Coast type of style with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also, shout out to my man Vince Staples too, man. Vince Staples is nice.
Yeah,
he got that Cali with him, but he get it in with the bars. He spits. You know what I'm saying? And Game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Game as well. You know what I mean? So, all right. Bruno Mars 6 nominations. Kendrick Lamar had 7. Jay-Z had 8. Childish Gambino, Khaled, and SZA, all 3 of them have 5 nominations. Cardi B, 2, Lil Uzi Vert, 2, Logic, 2.
Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Cardi B wins the award, comes up to the podium, what does she say?
Yeah, kid, I made it! I made it, yeah, kid! She thought that I wouldn't do it, yeah, kid!
I couldn't imagine that. I had to get that out of the way. I didn't even think of that part. And how do you take it serious? You talk like Scarface. But, you know, moving forward, you know. I'm not a hater. Congratulations, Cardi.
Yo.
I'm not a hater.
Yo. Yo, but Cardi B with 2, Lil Uzi Vert has 2, Logic has 2,
oh,
Migos has 2, and Rhapsody got 2 nominations, man. Yeah. Shout out to all of them, all of those people, man. You know what I mean? They came a long way, and they are doing their numbers. I mean, this is the reality of the world we live in today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Music has come a long way, and, you know, it's changed a little bit, but they worked hard. I mean, to get a Grammy, man, that's crazy, man. And I be thinking, like, I want to ask people, like, yo.
That's sort of like the highest.
It's the highest award you can get.
In music, for real.
And I really want to know, like, from artists, like, yo, is that your focus, like, when you think about writing? Because I had to think about it, like, damn. Like, yo, like, do you make music to say one day you want to get a Grammy?
I want to say, with the history of hip-hop, they pretty much don't. Some may, some not. Uh-huh. Pretty much look forward to that. Mm-hmm. The other genres, yeah. Producers, yeah. A lot of rappers, you know, just like if I win, I win. If I don't, I don't. Ain't too many times I've seen Jay and Nas or some of the bigger rappers on that stage once or twice.
That's why I never paid. That's why I never paid attention to Grammys.
And then, you know, even from the boycott years ago. Uh-huh. But,
That was the Oscars.
Yeah. Oh, the Oscars.
Oscars so white. Yeah.
But, I feel that they don't really look for that because they don't think that they're going to be nominated for that. Or, all right, you're nominated, but you may not win.
Yeah,
you but that's it. And then they give you, and then they give you one or two categories in the hip hop section, album of the year, single of the year, you know, stuff like that. So, all right, you can put Stills the Great up in there. All right, I'm humbled to be nominated.
Yeah,
I know I ain't gonna win if I'm up against Jay-Z, if I'm up against Kendrick Lamar. Yeah. But thank you for nominating me.
But then it's also other genres that they're against too.
True.
Not just hip-hop. And that's just crazy. I just mentioned, like, the list that I ran down was just all of the hip-hop and R&B nominees on the urban side of things that got nominated. So, it's hard, man. It's hard to win a Grammy.
And who's doing do they know about it?
The voting?
Yeah, who's doing the voting?
That I'm not sure. I don't know. It's a committee. Yeah. It's a Grammy committee, from what I understand. Crazy. You know what I mean? But, Jay is definitely going to eat, man. It's crazy. But getting to the snubs, man. There's a few people that we didn't mention. Which
boy. Boy Drizzy Drake. Man.
Yo, Drake ain't getting nominated for anything.
Maybe they'll nominate the person who wrote his raps. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a hater, but you know. Nah, on the serious side, though, is serious note, it's very surprising. Drake's had a lot of big songs this year, so it's very surprising that he's not nominated.
Yeah, but he ain't nominated for nothing. Yeah, Cardi B.
Uzi Vert. Man.
Yo.
That's big.
It's crazy, man. Drake wasn't nominated. M wasn't nominated for anything.
M was quiet though. M, even if M has something, simply for the cipher, he getting the shaft. Nah, I'm dead serious. Simply for that rant he did.
Yeah, spoke out against Trump.
Yeah, he's gonna get the shaft. So he can not even look for his name. Even if he dropped the album out that sold 5 to 10 million, they ain't gonna respect what he said simply because of what he said.
Well, he got the bag already, man. He's embedded in hip-hop culture for the rest of his life.
Yeah, he good.
Shea 45. And
he good.
I ain't even got to say no more from there. He owns that radio station. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's his.
That's his.
Oh,
he's Shea 45.
Absolutely. Right.
You know what I'm saying? He came in, got the bag, chilled.
And made movements.
Made movies. M is crazy.
Jimmy and them taught him how to do all of that.
Yes.
Jimmy and Dre and them, so.
Exactly.
He's straight. The business aspect is there. He can chill if he even write another rap song for the rest of his life.
He don't have to write another song for the rest of his life, which is crazy. You know what I mean? The one interesting thing was Q-Tip's rant about the Tribe Called Quest not being nominated for anything. And, you know, me, how can I say it? I respect what the Tribe has done in the past, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as for hip-hop culture and everything like that, you know, the whole Native Tongue with them, Jungle Brothers,
Leaders
of New School. Yeah, that was a classic move, but in today's hip-hop era, they don't fit. And what's going on. And I think that was one of the main reasons why they didn't get a nomination for anything. And to be quite frank with you, that album wasn't their best work. You know what I mean? I mean, outside of the fact that Fife passed away, a lot of the material sounded dated.
What is, let me ask you, I didn't hear the whole album. How many songs was Fife on?
He was on a majority of them. It was a lot of old recordings that they had.
Might have been songs where they weren't released.
Yeah, there was a lot of unreleased songs. Yeah, it just sounded to me, the album seemed like it just was put together and kind of forced out because of the situation with Fife. That's just my opinion. Me as a rap fan, listening to The Tribe, knowing the history of the group and all of their albums that was released, that sounded like an album that was just put together and just put out because of the circumstance with Fife not being around anymore. So to me, honestly, it wasn't Grammy worthy. A lot of people may look at me funny for saying that, but it wasn't.
Listening to his rant, he kept going back about how, I forgot the guy's name, got them to perform last year.
Yeah.
You know, right after Fife died, sort of like a tribute to Fife, at the end of the show or so. He made it seem like it was a favor, like, yo, after what we did, you know, we performed such and such. What I got is like, oh, we can't get nominated. My man, I just buried my man, and we went number one in 10 countries.
Not in the U.S.
I don't even know the sales on the record.
I don't think it did that well.
It was like we went number one or top 10 or something like that in 10 countries.
Yeah.
And we couldn't get nothing. It made it seem like, okay, well, I did something for you. You can't do nothing for us. And we put our work into this album, and it's better than what this other stuff is out. So it was crazy. I listened to that about 10 times. Like, you know, he was really hurt behind it, but you know what? You know, circumstances, they weren't on the greatest terms, prior to that. You know, I can't really sketch out.
Yeah, I don't think that they were ever nominated for anything, even in their heyday. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Let me look that up. I don't think they... Okay. No, they were never...
Never?
Nah, never. No. Never nominated for anything.
A lot of groups and singles rappers never nominated.
Yeah. They were never nominated for anything.
As far as the Grammys, that don't surprise me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's just saying, if they promised you something... Because this is my take on what he was saying. If they promise you something, or I guess it's, you know, do something for me, I'll do something for you, type of thing, you can't hold that. Them dudes is only like, how we going to get the, you know, they looking for the most famous people now.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? To put on that TV show to get ratings.
Right.
That's it. Y'all had your thing last year, this year. It's where you been.
Yeah, exactly. Like, outside of that, you ain't really do nothing.
Yeah.
And what's so crazy, Mary J. Blige ain't getting nominated for nothing. And she had a dope album and some dope songs that came out.
Yeah.
She ain't getting nominated for nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's just...
She had issues going on with her, too.
Facts.
And you know, everybody know in the Mary world, she performs better under those circumstances.
That's a fact.
So, you know.
That's a fact.
I heard her album. Her album is, you know, classic.
Facts.
Nice album.
Yeah. But another thing about that whole rant, man, with Tip, it's like, you know, I looked at it like, damn, you're doing a lot of cursing, Muslim. You know what I mean? Like, maybe that don't mean anything to a lot of people, but, you know, I just look at that like it's crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Using the N-word and all of that other stuff. But I also look at it as, yo, Fife isn't even around to even enjoy, even if it was like a nomination. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's not even here to go to the show. He's not there to celebrate with you guys, even if he would have won. You know what I'm saying?
That performance was him, Jerobi, and Ali, right?
And Khans.
And Khans, okay. So, yeah Khans. That's right.
Yeah, Khans was always like a honorary member of the group. You know what I mean? Like, he was like, he filled in like in the late 90s, filled in to the group as the new member of the Tribe when they kind of phased Jerobi out of there, because Jerobi wasn't really doing much. You know what I mean? He was just there.
What was his role?
He was just there. He was their people. You know what I'm saying? Like, as a matter of fact, this album was most of his work.
Yeah, because he which album? I don't know if it's Midnight Marauders. He wasn't on in the video or nothing. That's what I'm saying, for like a year, maybe
he wasn't
a year
part
and
of
half,
the group.
And then he was back.
Yeah.
On for the this. Following joint with them, because I was like, where's Roby at? Like, yeah. I always wondered what was his role. Is he producing? Is he don't rap?
He produced. He produced and he rap a little bit, but
yeah. But ain't that Ali's role?
Shahid is he was the DJ, and he produced a little bit. Yeah.
Because I know he produced as far as what's that group he was in? Lucy Pearl.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, good work. He did some good work on that album too.
For sure. But that's the thing. It's like this last album was mainly Jerobi's work. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
It was mainly Jerobi's work and whatever he had going on with Fife and whatever stuff they could kind of put together, they put it together.
Okay.
And put the album out.
Okay.
And like I said, outside of We the People, what else did you hear from the album?
I heard one other song. I don't really remember the name of it, but I didn't really listen to the whole thing.
This is what I'm
to
saying.
To tell you if it, you know, if it was good or not. So
that's what I mean. So, you know, his rant, I can understand where it comes from, but if your rant was based off of you were expecting a favor, I don't agree with that.
That's what I got out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, nah. It sounds
pretty
valid,
much sounding like, well, you know, we perform,
yeah.
And you know, what about, you know, my man? I just grabbed my man, and we came on there. And y'all couldn't give us a nomination, so pretty much that's what how I took it.
Yeah, you know. And that's what it sounded like to me as well. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just buried my man, and y'all make this, that, the third. But quite frankly, man, you know, it wasn't the album. It was a lot more material put out. That was Grammy nominee worthy. You know what I'm saying? That's in the now.
It's more recent than the album.
And that fits in.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, you know, shout out to Q-Tip, man. Shout out to the Tribe. Rest in peace, Fife.
Yeah, you got legendary work.
You know what I mean?
From the first to the last. Yeah. I still rock with y'all.
They definitely impacted the game. They changed the sound for a minute, you know, of what, you know, real hip hop music sounds like. You know what I mean? And, you know, they did what they did in the past. But to expect to get a Grammy nomination because of one song and because Fife passed, I don't think that was a valid enough argument to really sit there and rant about Grammys. You know what I'm saying? Especially when in your heyday, y'all wasn't really getting that much, you know, burn as far as Grammys was concerned. But,
yeah,
you know, it is what it is, man. Moving on to the last topic, man, to talk about, man, was Colin Kaepernick, man. He won the 2017 Sports Illustrated Muhammad Ali Legacy Award. That's big, man. You know what I'm saying? Just because, and it just makes the NFL look even worse now. It's like, yo, you got all these big media outlets.
You should see the comments that I read online.
Oh, they're going in?
Killing them.
Again?
Killing them.
But they can't.
It's a trash. He don't deserve it.
That's just the state of the country.
You know, he ruined the NFL. It's like the NFL was ruined because of him and they catered to him. Fuck him, this and that. He's a bum, this and that.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's just the state of the country, man, because at the end of the day, these big media outlets are acknowledging the fact that he was done wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And people just can't accept the fact that they are acknowledging the fact that he was done wrong.
People were saying, oh man, they're never gonna GQ. Like he did, he went something with GQ.
Yeah, he won the GQ
we're
award.
Never gonna read
he made a Tammy award.
We're never gonna read GQ again.
No, Citizen of the Year.
Citizen, we're never gonna read GQ again. Anything that associated with him, they ain't fucking with.
They stupid.
And you know what type of people we talking about.
All right, racist. That just shows the true colors.
He's disrespecting the flag.
Of a majority of people's thought process outside of the black community, man. You know what I mean? Because if they can acknowledge the fact that he's been done wrong for having a peaceful protest.
I don't care about that.
Yeah.
They changed it. The narrative is turned. It's no longer about what he's protesting for. It's now he's disrespecting the veterans and the flag.
And you got veterans coming out saying that they stand with him.
We stand with him because we fought for him to have that right. Now, you have, when they do acknowledge the situation. Now it becomes, oh, well, you can't protest on the job. Do it on your own time.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was a few people I got into it with, oh, well, what has he done for the community? Man, Google's your friend. Google that. Here you go. He's done this. He's been in New York handing out suits to people on probation to find jobs. Hey. He's donated $100,000 to what's that charity? He's done a lot of charity work.
Yeah, a lot of philanthropy
that they're not putting on TV.
Yeah.
All he's known for is just kneeling down and basically the fingers pointing to him for starting the trend that's in the NFL. So he's basically getting the blame game.
For real.
And he's just doing it. He's just peaceful.
Yeah.
He's not screaming. He's not raising a fist. He's not nothing. Yeah. He's just silently got down on one knee. That's it.
Exercising his right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's sad, man. But, you know, man, on that note, man, we just leave y'all with that. You know, one to think about, one to sit and process. To me, it seems like a lot more people are more outraged about the fact that Eli Manning was being benched by the New York Giants while he's still being paid millions of dollars and his career isn't over than Colin Kaepernick actually not having a job in the NFL and not being able to, you know, support his family in the manner that he's used to doing because of his stance on an issue that was peaceful. And he just wanted to shed some light on it. So that's something that people need to go to bed and think about after hearing that. People are more outraged about the fact that Eli Manning isn't starting than the fact that Colin Kaepernick isn't playing anymore because of a peaceful protest speaking out on an issue that is clearly a problem in this country. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So on that note, you know what I mean, another episode in the books, episode 43. You know what I mean? Stills the Great, Zy Flair.
You already know.
You know, check us out on social media. My handle is Stills the Great. That's STELLSDAGREAT. Zy, tell them your social media handle.
My social media, Instagram is Zy_AMIN_130. Facebook, Zy Young.
And you can catch us on Instagram at Bars and Hoops, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube at Bars and Hoops. You can visit the website, www.barsandhoops.com. And pretty much that's it, man. SoundCloud, check us out, iTunes, subscribe, like, share at Bars and Hoops. So on that note, spread the word, man. So on that note, Stills the Great, Zy Flair,
yes,
signing off.
No doubt.
Peace.
Fall in love with the brand new iPhone 11 at Tesco Mobile.
Only you.
Take amazing photos with Apple's best ever ultra-wide lens camera. You can get the iPhone 11 for just $37.75 a month with no additional upfront costs. What's not to love? Search Tesco Mobile or visit us in store. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
36-month credit agreement. Rolling monthly usage contract. Subject to status. Phase policy applies. See tescomobile.com/terms.
It's hard to enjoy your daily yoga routine when your mind is on your next VAT return and how to avoid the usual mistakes. But with QuickBooks, the new VAT Smart Scan technology does the work for you. As the deadline approaches, it checks for duplicates, looks for anomalies, and reviews VAT codes. So your biggest struggle is touching your forehead with your ankle.
Search for QuickBooks, perfect for making tax digital. QuickBooks, backing you.